We now begin the fourth parak of Maseches Bava Basra. This is 4:1. And the topic of the next three Mishnayos are what happens if you sell a house and you say, just bais ze machor lecha, this house is sold to you, and you don't specify exactly what you're including in the sale. So what is included? So the Mishnah here is going based on the norms and expectations and usages of homes in the time of the Mishnah, which really has very little to do with what we're used to nowadays, so it's hard to think it'll be halacha l'maisa here. But the point is, at least you'll see how they lived and how they viewed what's essential to living. So the Mishnah says, "Mocher es habayis lo mocher hayetzia." If one sells the house, which is the primary living area, so he doesn't include the yetzia. The yetzia is like the extension to the house. So you can imagine it kind of like an area that is the perimeter around the house, meaning there's like sort of like an inner living area and an outer living area. And perhaps the inner living area would be used in the wintertime and the outer in the summertime because the inner would be insulated and be warmer, whereas the outer, when it's hot, you want fresh air and cooler, perhaps. So the idea here is that if you sell the home, that's the inner home, that wouldn't include the annex around the home, the yetziah. Va'afal pi shehi psucha l'socho, even if the access point, the only way in and out of the yetziah, that extension, is through the main house. Even so, if a person says he's selling his home, he's selling the house, the living area, that's the four walls that are the primary living area, and the annex around it wouldn't be included, which means that he'd retain rights to the outer home, and even if that means to get to the yetziah, the annex, he'd have to go through the front door of the main home, like he'd have to knock on the door of the new owner and get in from there. If it's v'loas a cheder shlefnim mimenu, and also if he has like a storage shed, some sort of room behind the house. Here it says lifnim, inside from it, but it means if there's a courtyard in front, and then from the courtyard you go into the house, and then behind the house, if you will, deeper in from the courtyard, there's a storage room, let's say. So that storage room is not included in the sale of the house. That's something distinct, meaning the idea is, again, a person would retain the room for storage for himself, even because it's separate from the house, even though he's selling the house itself. Velosa gag, also the rooftop. If a person sells the house, the bias, and doesn't specify that the roof goes with it, so then the roof is not included. People use their roofs for separate purposes, put up the sukkah and drying their fruit and so on. That is provided bizman sheyeshlo ma'aka gavoa sar tfachim. As long as there's a ma'aka, that's a parapet, like a fence, around the top, around the perimeter of the roof, because that means that it's there for people to go up onto. And there's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, the Raisa, is to set up like this ma'aka, this parapet, this gate, or fence, guardrail, that protects people from falling off. So the point is, if you have this 10 tefach high ma'aka around the roof, that tells you that people are going up there, and it's a separate usage area, and it would be a separate usage independent of the habayis, the main home, and therefore if a person sells his habayis, he's not selling the roof, and therefore he intends to go up on it, and therefore he could sell, it's not sold with the house. The implication, of course, is that if the ma'aka is less than 10 tefachim high, that means the roof is not for usage, and therefore it would be subsumed, subordinate to the main house. When he sells the main house, the roof would go with it then. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh lo tsuras pesach, if the point of access that gets you up to the roof has like a doorway, tsuras pesach, we'll call it a doorway here, then afa pisha eno gavoa sar tfachem, eno machor. Then even if the parapet, the ma'aka going around the roof, is not 10 tefachim high, but you see, says Rabbi Yehuda, that the fact is like a specific kind of entrance with a doorway, like a formal kind of doorway, that it's a separate zone, and it's distinct from the main bias, the main home, and therefore when a person sold the home, he didn't intend to sell his separate thing, the roof, even though the roof was built, I'll call it illegally against the halacha, because there's no ma'aka there, but it's still a separate zone. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Halacha does not follow him.